Mitsubishiya. So Rabbi said, the last thing we learned was Rabbi Zimra. Rabbi said that you always are required to do Bir Chametz, except in a situation where you have both Milas, that it's before Shloshim Yayim, and it ain't like they last. But in any other case, you're required to do the full, the regular Bir Chametz. That's the Nidin of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Also, Rava the Tameh, the Rava Ha'isa Beisay Oitzu Kedim Shloshim Yayin Ain't Zafu Klavayer, Kesh Shloshim Ain't Zafu Klavayer, the Kedim Shloshim Nami Yamin Alshin Daitel Osmeisa, but Daitel Osmeisa Fil Kedim Shloshim Yayin Nami Zafu Klavayer." I told you yesterday there are two Iker Machlekes Rishayim in the Sugya. One which we mentioned yesterday is Machlekes Rambam and Rashi, but Taish Daitel Asa. The other is the Machlekes Yerushalmi in the Bavli. What's the case? What is our case talking about? I told you you're leaving the Bungalow Colony, and you're leaving in August. Do you have to worry about Pesach? What's the shot? Is it talking that you know you have chametz there? You know for sure you're leaving chametz in the house when you leave? Or is the case that you're misuppik? You don't know. Follow the new day. Okay, we have here a kula that if you leave more than 30 days earlier, and it's ain't that day larza, so what's the kula? More than 30 days earlier, and ain't that day larza, the kula is that ain't that day larza. Does that mean you know you have chametz, or it just means you don't have to do v'dikah? It's a machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that this whole sugya is talking about safek chametz. Well, you just didn't do a bedik. But if you know for sure that you have chametz in the bungalow or wherever it is that you're leaving, that there's nothing to talk about. It's a chiyav to be mevarech. The whole need of our sugya is when you don't know for sure if you have chametz or not. So then there's a kula that if it's more than 30 days plus the type it lasts, then you can be mekel. But mekel on what? You're only allowed to be mekel on the inyan of not looking for chametz, but if you know for sure that there's chametz, so the Yerushalmi holds that then you can't be mekel. The Bavli, the way the Rambam touches our Gemara doesn't say in zakuk l'dak, it's in zakuk l'vayr. What does that mean? In zakuk l'vayr means it means you know you have chametz. In zakuk l'vayr, not looking to destroy the chametz. It means you know you have chametz. And you have no chiyuv to destroy the chametz. But it's talking that you know there's chametz there. Clearly this is a bigger chiddush. The Bavli, according to the Bavli, it's talking in a case where you know you have chametz, and Afal Pi Kein was saying that you could be mekel if it's more than 30 days, if it's more than 30 days earlier, and it's ain't like they're lasting. So we have here Machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. How does that sign the kula of our Gemara? We're machmir like Yerushalmi, which means that this whole kula does not apply if you know this chametz. If you don't know that, it's only talking that if you don't know this chametz, then there's a shayla b'dika, which is a much smaller chiddush than when you learn the Gemara Pasha. These are the two machlokes in the sugya. Now there's an important Rashi, a line in Rashi here, which is negayah to an old discussion of ours. And since we're Mustafa Zara, it's kedai to remind ourselves, okay? He said, Bayirah. Bayirah is only if you see it?
No.
What do we say? What? Okay, we said that the Rosh and the Ran hold that Bayirah means it's possible to be seen. But the Kesef Mishnah's Rosh seems to say only Bayirah is only if you actually see it. The Prima Gordon put a riot to that. So I told you, most Rishayim hold it has nothing to do with actually seeing it. And there's a Das Yachid of the Kesef Mishnah. Prima Gordon wants to say that it's around that Shita. The Bayirah is if you actually see it. Now do me a favor, look into Rashi, Afilu Mi Rosh Hashanah Na'ami, and tell me what Rashi holds. See Rashi? Four lines to the bottom. Afilu Mi Rosh Hashanah Na'ami.
chihad above you may pesach above the chef rabbi should say levak where he's showing his son all day in shalai ukashe re'eyu oivro leo.
He says both.
The Rashi said when he sees it?
Only when
he
says
when he sees it.
In the beginning he says
it's soon to come
back home.
In the beginning he says the chihad abimei pesach. When he comes home he's either. And then la b'shu seg levak lei show you sago in shalai. So at the end, ukshe re'eyu oivro leo oivro leo.
Before,
is that if you find a book, you're going to have to get a little bit of 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 a we were chayshish that when you see, according to the Tosfos Yontif and the Rav, we were chayshish that when you see it, you can have chalot for your people. So the pshat is kishur ha'ayu over all that, huh? Rashi pashas on that he did not do bittul. Because Rashi said that Rav Bishu said, it's too late to do bittul.
That makes sense that he wasn't a leaf from the Rav
Bishu. That's true, but the Magen Avraham said that this Rashi is, in other words, in a case, like Rava, it's certainly something they did Bithel. This is going on what? On Rava's Kashan Abayan. I feel in Rosh Hashanah Nami. But if he thinks he gets to do Bithel, and we said for sure it has to be doing talking that he does Bithel Erev Yon. That's what he said. Just that Rav Yichash shall forget. Where's Rashi mean the Rav Yichash shall say he's a Levatle?
Well, once the first thing that I done with them, I'm afraid he's a Levatle.
Right, somehow that doesn't flow in the Rashi. That's a nice chat. I just want to tell you that the Mashal and Mashal both ask on this Rashi, and their Lashon is a quark, I said, the Mashal's Lashon, which the Rashi brings down, is that Rashi's Mashal by Yerah is probably seeing it, and Rashi, and he says, it's the first Mashal of Baba Manala, says, Dabar Tamaru. The Pella, the Yishalai, how you be other Levan. The Kamar can they say, you'll vibe up by the rock, or Mashalai Ditlai. They say the Pella, it's that same Rashi that it's totally seeing it. So the Mashal learns, Shadon Rashi, that Kishalai, you vibe up by like this. Agamar is talking that you don't know if you have Chametz or not. So Kishalai, you vibe up, when you find out you have Chametz, you're going to be either. Call the man is chametz she'ena yadua, that you don't know that this chametz around. See not either, because we'll go now that Rashi holds that chametz she'ena yadua, you're not either on. But Yeshua, hey, either of you means as soon as you find out you have chametz, then you see or not see. It means as soon as you're aware that you have chametz, you're going to be either. So in other words, the mashal is one of Shadon Rashi, like you shall me. Yishami said, Asig is talking that you don't know you have chametz, it's tafik chametz. Tafik chametz. So Rashi said, Shura'o Ivrama. That when you come and see it, you'll find it. It won't be tafik chametz anymore. But then you're going to be Ivron, that you're going to be Ivron. The Marsha doesn't like that, was that saying Rashi like Yishami? It wasn't tafik chametz. Shura always when he discovered it. That was the Mashal Pshat. So the Mashal learns a different Pshat. He learns this talking that you know you have Chametz. But calls the man that you don't come back, the Chametz is like not law of Matayus. So we can have later Chametz that a building collapses on. It's not considered Motsu. You're not either Bayamate, because it's not something that you can come to contact with. If the building collapses on top of Chametz, you're not everybody well by your mother on that chametz. Let's say you dig up the mafailah, you clear out the rubble from the collapsed building, kishura oh aizola. So when you get to it, now it's no longer nothing in itself.
So then you are ready. The Marshal learns that when you travel far away from your chametz, a long time before Pesach, that chametz is considered not Motzi B'Yotza. That chametz is considered like Nachlav Mapayla. It's not something you can get to. You're far away from it for a long time. It's like Nachlav Mapayla. That's why you're not able. And by Nachlav Mapayla, we use this expression, Kishara'a Raiva Allah. It doesn't mean see it, stop. It means when it comes, when you come back into contact with it, you're able Allah. And that's why Rechayshish, that if you're going to just do Laza, that you're going to come into contact with it and you'll be able. So that's how the Marshal learns. So the Marshal shot at this Rashi, two different Mahalchim, one that stems to Yerushalmi, that it's talking about the Chametz, that was the Marshal. And the Marshal prefers the Mahalach of the Babli, that it's talking by Chametz Yerushalmi. And this Chidish is considered not love my playlist, and that's why.
So
he didn't do this one, in fact. He might have done a general. He didn't do a general thing. He did this all on. So this comes to do it, or how does he do it? So the Chametz, you have to dip on so you don't know that the Chametz there. If you know this Chametz, then Bakr Shem at least.
They
didn't know. So that's in effect the same as the Mashal. Right? The Mashal was saying that you don't know you have Chametz there. And it's Chametz Shem Yadua, you're not going to be either. You're stating that Chametz Shem Yadua, then Bakr Shem at least somebody. But it's basically the same terror. Okay, so we have the Marshal's Pshat, the Marshal's Pshat, and then we have a third Pasuk Pshat, like you're saying, according to the Taisa Yantiv. If we're afraid not, Harat, if we're afraid not, Harat, if we're afraid not, Harat, if we're afraid Yeah, I don't want to say it's the Makhim Shem Achmi Sibai Chavis. Why should I limit myself and say that? Why is that talking to Akhir about Makhim Shem Achmi Sibai Chavis?
They're
back. The Mishnah says Makhim Shem Achmi Sibai Chavis. The question is, do we have to do Bithel? That was the question. By Chavis, Sheila, you do it by a place you don't have to be Chavis, it's Chavis. There's a person to do Bithel with such a place. That was it. Alright, so the Gemara goes on. Shloishim yai maya v'detayu. You should just know what Bochanim learned, because I know it disturbed a lot of people, that the Gemara's teretz is somehow not such a satisfying teretz. Bochanim learns that this is an asmacha b'yam of the 30 days. The kedin of 30 days is a halacha shloishim yai. Wherever it comes from, it's a zman yichah, it's a whole number of 30 days. A month, a week, a month, it's a whole number. The Gemara brings an asmacha. The time you shayla v'dashim, but sefesa kedina pesa shloishim yai, Shavuot Yavai Mishnei Shabbos. So you have to start on Yom Pesach 30 days Kaidim at Pesach. Now there's a problem with this Gemara, because the Ran is, there's another member that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken Shavu Darshan Hukas Pesach Be Pesach Hukas Hukas Be Sukkis. Here it says you have to do 30 days before. Another Gemara, I think the last Gemara in the Sefer Megillah, it says that you have to dash and look at Pesach with Pesach. It doesn't say 30 days before.
Why
is
that too?
What?
Why
is that 30 days before? If it's 30 days before, you don't have to make a drasha with Pesach. So what does it mean to do Pesach? You have to start 30 days early.
Well, that's a very thing.
I think that the Rani answer is to put them to Taz. The Taz is the first Taz of Pesach. It's a tough test. The Taz brings down the Ran, and he says, there are two dins. One din that you have to teach the halachis, even if nobody asks you a shayla, that's on Yom Kippur. That's to tell people what to do on Yom Kippur. This is a halach of shaylin, that if people should ask shaylas, they have to start 30 days before. So the Taz is Masber. What do you mean? Someone has a Shaila. He has a Shaila. I mean, if he has a Shaila with his Pesach and Sukkot, you also answer the Shaila. It's a halacha that you have to answer Shaila. You always answer Shaila. So the Taz, yeah, the what? The what?
The same
place
on the
page,
Moshe
with Marv. With Marv,
the Darshan. More the Tish. So only two questions, so you have to answer.
Yeah, so he's explaining the right from the past. That obviously Moshe was not just answering. But you're going to tell me 30 days before someone is in Shaila, I have to answer more than a Shaila, because there's more than halachas. Kasha says, if he asked me, I have to answer. So one napkin, the Taz brings, yeah, Kadima. Two people have a Shaila, and one is a Shaila that's Mana Shaila. He has Kadima first. The Taz brings a second napkin, which is an interesting idea. The Gemara says, in Baba Kama. The Gemara says that the Talmidim of Rava told Rava that Rava, if you lend us something, we're not going to be obligated to pay if something happens. Why? Because a shayol is chayav to pay except what? Shayol to pay everything except either make a masmalacha or bala dima. Bala dima means that if you borrow something from someone, and the lender works for you, even if he doesn't work for you with that animal, it's a mistaken conception. Even Malach HaKheres, we say that if the Bible works for you, if you borrow something from an employee, so that's called Bible Vima, and you're partner. So, the Talmidim of Rava told Rava, they told the Rebbe, if we borrow something from you, and something happens, then we don't have to pay you. Because you are a Rebbe, you work for us. And it's always by Rav Imai. So Rav answered them, is that so? Who gets to pick which Masechta we learn? Rav said, I get to pick which Masechta we learn. So you're working for me, you have to do what I tell you, not I have to do what you tell me. If the Talmidim get to pick the Masechta, so then the Rebbe is working for them. He's doing what they tell him to do. But if the Rebbe tells the Talmidim what to do, so it's the other way around. So the Mela, he said that it's not by the way. Comes out, subtitles, that if it's within 30 days before Yantar, where the Talmidim can tell the Rebbe what to teach, if they ask him a Shaila or Chas Yantar, if you have to answer them, then the Rebbe is by Lavima with the Talmidim. And rather all the Paiskim, the 90 of the Paiskim bring down, that a Rav, that's a Rebbe in Yeshiva, a Rav who's hired to answer Shailas Derech Klal, it's always by Rav Imai. You don't have to borrow anything, you should borrow from your Rav. Because you buy anything from your Rav, who's Meshubit to answer Shailas for you at any time. So it's always by Rav Imai. And you have a Ptah. But it's interesting, the first Taz in Hilchos Pesach goes into this Shailas. He says, this is a nafkamina and shayla and dasha of the Pesach. But since he's got to answer what you say, so you get 30 days before Pesach, 30 days before Sukkot, what about 30 days before Shavuos? So Taisa says that there's no 30 days before Shavuos. What are you going to ask before Shavuos? What? From Shavuos. What are you going to ask before Shavuos? What Shavuos are you going to ask about Shavuos? There's no sukkah, there's no matzah, there's no chametz. So, you know, there's no 30 days. Akapar Hashem Gam Liyad Mishnei Shabbat. It's my kama to kama kama. Shai Moshe Aymed the Pesach Rishin Ramaz al Pesach Sheini. How do I know 30 days? Because Moshe is sitting on Pesach Rishin. Tell people about Pesach Sheini is 30 days away. Shin Emma. Yazni Yisrael is the Pesach of my other day. Iksiri Yen Hashem 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 What are you going to do? What's Rishon Gamliel going to do with the pasuk of the Chachamim? I mean, the pesach. I'm asking who called him the pesach. He's really giving a share on Hilchos Pesach, so he's stuck in Pesach Sheni. The Derech HaTorah is when you have a topic, so you already go into other topics that are related. But not because he had to. My time to Rishim Gamliel, Shai Mesha, I live Rish Chedesh, or Mazar Allah Pesach. Mesha Rabbeinu was staying in Rish Chedesh in Israel, and telling people about Pesach, Shanem Rachayza, Rachem Rish Chadashim, Iksiv Dabu El Kol Adas Yisrael Leimah, Be'es Al Chedesh Adab, Yichu Lahem Ish Sel Abayt Abis. So we see 2 weeks before, Memai Dibar Shach Hakai, Dilma Ba'abar B'yachai, Nechamish Shibiyach Hakai. So Tesis is bothered right away, Tesis Memai. What did the Gemara say? Maybe Achedus is Alechem Rosh Chedashim was not said on Rosh Chedashim. Could it be? He says it can't be, it has to be Rosh Chedashim. What's his proof? What's the proof that it has to be Rosh Chedashim? Oh, so Tesis brings from Menachas Chavtes, and it's Kasha Mesh Rabbeinu B'liya Salavana. Ad Sha'omo Yachedish Baruch U'kizeh Re'ei V'kadesh. How does that prove was Rosh Chedashim? Because that means you showed him the new Levana. You showed him the new Levana when the Levana started to get bigger again. So that must be Rosh Chedesh. That's called the Maimon, right? So the Maimon is always on Rosh Chedesh. Okay. You listen next time they announce the Maimon, you'll see if it's always on Rosh Chedesh. Right? It's not always. How come the Maimon, did you ever wonder why the Maimon is always on Rosh Chedesh? Never wondered about it. They call out the Maimon 10 times, 11 times a year. Never wondered why Rosh Chedesh doesn't come out the Maimon. Yerushalayim is not the Maimon, but it's Rosh Chedesh.
There's only one
Maimon
for the whole world.
There's one Maimon for the world, and that's through the Maimon. The Rosh Chedesh, you're sure they don't make the Maimon now? It should be that the Maimon is always Rosh Chedesh, they said so the Chedesh. And for some, I just want to make sure we finish the Gemara. That's not what the Maimon is, I'm not finished. But it's just surprising, nobody ever wondered about it. Never wondered about it.
Well,
you know what? You announce the Maimon in Yiddish and you have no idea what they're talking about. They say the Maimon is Wednesday and the Rosh Chedesh is Thursday, and you guys never wonder about it.
First point on the world, the Maimon is that day, right? The place where you can preach the Maimon, and that's what you're saying.
That's not always done that.
Even if you're in New York, you can see the Maimon is ready past the time of Rosh Chedesh.
Even in Yerushalayim, the Maimon is not Rosh Chedesh. No, not only that, I'll tell you
the Maimon is Rosh Chedesh from an Elkhah.
It's fine, so that's the Maimon is lucky, but it's still not. As Eretz Yisrael, 2 summers ago, there was a solar eclipse which you could see in Eretz Yisrael. So everyone was not here yet. The solar eclipse wasn't the Maimon. The solar eclipse should be the Maimon. The Maimon is when the moon pierces the sun. Usually it doesn't pierce right in front of the sun, it's all above it or below. So you don't have an eclipse. But that's the Maimon, right? When the moon and the sun are near each other, you don't see the moon because the shiny part is in the back. Right? When the moon pierces the sun, it goes on the other side, so slowly you can start to see the sun at the side of the moon that's lit up. The eclipse should always be at the Maimon. It's always very close to the Maimon, but it wasn't exactly at the Maimon. Some people did it at the Kashan. So let's talk about the Maimon. Well, I told you we're fishing tomorrow today, so it's not for today. We'll talk about it before the year is up. Let's see the Gemara. So anyway, Chayitah Rosh Chedashim, Xim Dabu Akola, so wait, what Tesis Teretz? Tesis Teretz is that Avada Hashem told Moshe on Rosh Chedesh. That wasn't the Gemara's Kasha. The Kasha is the instant, how do you know Moshe told Klal Yisrael? Maybe Moshe told Klal Yisrael 3-4 days later, Baba B'Yacha, B'Chamisha B'Yacha. Now I'm a Rabbi Basini Mishmei, the Rabbina Mahacha. Rabbi Hashem, a Moshe B'mid Basinai, B'Shon Hashem, it's B'Chay Shavish, B'Chay Shavish, B'Chay Shavish, B'Chay Shavish, B'Chay Shavish, so we see what? That it was the Rosh Chedesh Nissan, and he talked to them about making the Korban Pesach. I hear also, maybe Hashem told Moshe Rosh Chedesh, what do you want to say, Saint Kashem? Maybe, like Tosfos said, maybe Hashem told Moshe on Rosh Chedesh, and he told Klal Yisrael later. That's not what the Gemara is, I don't think. The Gemara is, Hachanani, Mamayda Bereish Yachakai, Dimma Ba'avar Yachamish Yachakai. The Gemara is asking that the Pasuk by Midbar Tes, the Davish HaMashim never said B'Shan Shayis B'Chay Tishrishim, doesn't say what day of the month. B'Chay Tishrishim, the first month. Could be Hashem told Moshe on the fourth or fifth. That's a good one, catch. But it seems that Klal from the pasuk Moshe told Klal Yisrael, that's the next pasuk. Pasuk Aleph is Adam Hashem Moshe ben Sinai. Pasuk Beis is V'yasad Yisrael Bechad B'Mayadai. And Pasuk Gimel is that Moshe told Klal Yisrael. The pasuk Pshat seems that Moshe went immediately and told Klal Yisrael. So now it's a different kasha. Maybe the pasuk that Midbar says, it doesn't say what day of the month. It says Chodesh Rishon. Maybe that itself was late. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Asya Midbar, May Midbar. Sevacha de Midbar Sinai. Zirk Nisim, the Midbar test, the Sama Yitzchak, says the Midbar Sinai. It's supposed to be the Abishah Moshe, the Midbar Sinai, the El Mayit Bechah B'Chaydish Hashem. Now the Hamad Rosh Chaydish, Hashem Rosh Chaydish. So we know it's Rosh Chaydish. The Nichtiv Bereisha, the Chaydish Rishon, Vadim Rosh Chaydish Hashem. The Midbar Aleph was saying is Ia. And the Midbar test is Nisan. So let Nisan come before Iyar, like it does all the time. So why is it that way in the Torah? Amir Nashir by Tachlifa, Mishmei Barad, Zaytay Meres. This is a Klal, Ein Mugdam Umu'ucha B'Torah. The Torah is not, doesn't submit itself to chronology. It doesn't have to go in order of what took place. And it could very well be that the order is, that the order that's recorded in the Torah is not the actual Seder Advar. Ein Mugdam Umu'ucha B'Torah, we're all familiar with this. Question is why? Why didn't the Torah speak in order? You would think that the Torah should be in order. Why ain't Mugdam Mukha B'Torah? So the Chalukei Deis, why ain't Mugdam Mukha B'Torah? I think the Shloah says that every time it's not in order, there's a reason. Because we don't always know the reason. The Shloah says that there's always a reason. There's a Medrash which says, it's brought down in some of the Achrayim, and I saw it here in the Chadashim Gam Yishanim on this Gemara. He brings that there's a concept of the side that the order of the Torah are Shema Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it will be written in the exact correct order, the chronology, it would be Megala certain sides. And for those reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka didn't give it in order. Not to reveal the sides which lie in the correct order. But there's a couple other reasons which I don't know. Obviously, there's an afkamina between the Shla and the Kabbalah reason. And according to the Shla, there's a reason for every change in the order. And according to the second Shad, there's La Dafka that there's a reason. We'll see an afkamina in that in a minute.
According to the Shla, to the Mashad, you know, we look at Rashi.
Well, I suppose if you could put everything in order, it would do the trick. I don't. Even you, we're not going to figure out the studies even if it's in that order. But Amar Papa, my Amar Ella betraying Yana Papa Chadin Yana my Demugda Mugda my Demucha Mocha. It must be in one Indian. It's in order. Do you like Temachi? Klalu Prat Ain the Klalu Mashal Befrat. Then we Prat to Klalu. The Sup Prat to Klalu. Not to call Mashal Befrat. Then we Klalu Prat. So he says there's a difference between Yana and Yana. Yihachi Afila Trein Yana Nami. Hagi Chalman Yama Klal Prat Amu Chalkin Zem Zayin Dani. I see the Klal Prat Shabbat. And Man Yama Dani Maik Ala Meima. Afila Man Yama Dani Nani Nili Bechadin Yana. But Trein Yana In Dani. So what is the Gemara here saying? We have it's saying in the Gemara, which is that Ein Lo Gemuch Betayla is only in one, in Trein Yana. If it's Chad Inyan, how do you define Chad Inyan? How do you define, does Rashi define Chad Inyan? Pasha. Pasha Achat. So it's a one Pasha, which I assume means between a hapstick of Pasha and a Pasha. I'm paying the pay, or Sama Chas Sama. So, anytime it's Bechad Pasha, then we say, Mugda Mumucha B'tayr. Rabbi Kivega here, it's I think a pretty famous Rabbi Kivega, the Gilin Hashas, he says, he brings three places, I think there are many more than three, where Rashi and Chumash ignores this Gemara. One of them is Rashi on the third Pasuk in this week's Pasha. Pasha Sayera, in the second Pasuk it says, Vayaretz Moshe L'krasam. And the second Pasuk it says, Moshe Rabbeinu ran towards Avram. Vayaretz Avram L'krasam. That Avram ran towards these three strangers.
And the third pasuk is Vayomer, and then it says Aleph Dalid and Nun Yud, which could be Chayim. Vayomer Adonai Yom Tati Chen Beinecha Masada Mialekecha, which equates one shot is talking to these three guests. Adonai, my har, my guests don't go away. According to that shot in Rashi, it's the Seder, no problem. First Moshe ran to them, and then he spoke to them. That's good. Rashi has a second shot that the Aleph Dalid is Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, Yom Tati Chen Beinecha Al Masada Mialekecha, means Hashem, Moshe then was in the presence of the Shechina. He wanted to run towards the guest. So he said, Hashem, excuse me, please don't go away, wait for me. I want to go run towards the guest. So, according to the second shot in Rashi, we have a kasha. Because it says in the second pasuk, it says that you already ran towards them. And in the third pasuk, it says, Hashem, excuse me, I want to go run to them. So according to that, it's out of order. The order is it's out of order, and that's the Chavinyana. It's in one parasha, and it's out of order. First it says Vayarat, and then it said he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me. So the Kivayga is asking that there we see that the Chavinyana is out of order. So how do you answer the Kivayga's kasha? The rest of the Torah is out of order. And Rashi, in Shemai Stalin's Chav, uses the Lashon Eimot de Melucha. Same thing, here it's also out of order. We need a test to answer everything. You know, to each case, you're going to run out of answers. Right, we need one test for everything. So what's the test? Test is Tosis. Test is Avo. What does Tosis say? Avo b'charin yonam ay demug demug dem. Tosis says, in one Indian, it's always in order. So Tosis, no, it's not a clock. Haynu davka hechad alecha drash of a tam. When we say b'charin yonam, that's only there's no drash of a tam. But if there's a reason, then it could be out of order. That is that it's our kasha. It does. I don't have a reason, but there's a reason. What does it say? Oh, someone said. Good. But one second. Why does this the answer to the Kidega's kasha? Does this album answer the Kidega's kasha? Yes. The Kidega says we find certain places, the Chavinyana. The Tosis will answer. Yeah, those places, there's a reason. Maybe out of a reason, but there's a reason. Every place, it's out of order, the Chavinyana, there's a reason.
That depends on
listen carefully. According to Tosfos, the Kidega's kasha is answered because the Chavin Yonah, there's a reason it could be out of order. Why does Tosfos call the Trayin Yonah? Is there a reason when it's the Trayin Yonah out of order?
No.
What do you think Tosfos calls? Hello, a train yonder.
You don't need a reason.
If it's out of order, is there a reason according to Tosfos?
No.
If by train yonder there's a reason, then there's no difference in train yonder and chayin. So Tosfos is going that by train yonder there's no reason. By chayin yonder only there's a reason. According to the Shla, who held that even by train yonder there's a reason, you can't hold by Tosfos. He has to hold that chayin yonder can never be out of order. It comes out, at least in this week's parasha, you have two pshatim. What? So then you have a kidei that's kashu, right? It's a kashu, it's a kidei that's kashu. But it comes out that when you learn this week's parasha, and you get to the pasuk, Vayomer, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, is that Hashem Hashem or not? So it's totally just machlokes. Right? If you hold that the Chavin Yonah, when there's a reason, a mukhe b'mukhe, then you could say Aleph Dalid is Hashem. It is a reason. And Emo Gimuch of the Kari. The Kari Yana. If you hold by the Shema, then the Kari Yana, it must be in order. Then you have to go to the first Pshat of Rashi, that the Aleph Dalid is Chodesh and Chor. Comes out that this is totally
wrong. Long said it's reading
the Shema. What?
The
Shema says every time it's betraying Yana is always a reason. He says, if you can't figure it out, so you're not smart.
Never.
What?
Chayyana says, never that word.
Who says?
The
Shlah holds that when there's a reason, the Treinyana is out of order. The Chareinyana, which is different, has to be that it was never out of order.
Right?
Maybe at a certain level where a person could know. We don't dash an own cloud and qualify as a cloud. We don't see dash. It must be that there's a secret for that. What?
This is this.
Now, very important. We go two blocks in Sukkot. We have to stop moving a little more quickly, but never. Chazara, I don't like to sacrifice Chazara. We have two blocks. Starting from the two dots on Dalet Amud Beis, Tanan Hasam. I'd like, it disturbs me very much when you have Chazara and people neglect Chazara. It's like, because they're having a crisis. I myself have the Yetzer to neglect Chazara, but we all have the Yetzer. But we have to do a proper Chazara on what we learned. There's two blocks. Obviously, the first summit is not going to take you very long to cover. We have to do proper Chazara. I want to urge everyone to do a good Chazara. Last year I started giving Chazara shiurim. When there are 20 guys in the room, a Chazara shiur is good because it's a nice way of giving a fahar. I get to the Gemara and I ask you, what do you say on this? That's Chazara. But with this many people in the room, it's going to be the same handful of people. It's not. It happens to be that the guys that were shiur last year, so I know you were ready. I know you're holding, more or less. I think I do. New guys, I don't really. A lot of guys that don't. I don't get a chance to talk to that much. I don't know. So really, we should do next week is give a chazara shir just for the new chaver and shir. That so maybe we'll do that. Except then the guys next are going to come anyway, right? So we're going to do something of that sort. It's just 2 days. We should finish the whole thing. Yeah, Friday, Sunday, Monday. For sure, Tuesday we're going to go weiter. And this is almost without a blinetta. And Tuesday we're going to go weiter. Next week is also very nice again. But everybody here should be ready for the dinner, okay? Especially the guys that I don't get an opportunity to talk to too often. Maybe we should come up to the room, 6-7 guys at a time. And it'd be good for me, so force me to have it. And I'll go over it a couple times. But seriously, do the chazara, Yitz Hashem will. That's what we'll do. We'll come up and hear from the guys at a time. On the first blot on Sunday, second blot on Monday.
You guys will come and say it.